It's not so much the shoes and sneakers that were lined up along the pavement near the Liberty Pole, but who had once been inside them that's important. That's how the organizers of this event felt when they came up with the idea to have people who have lost loved ones to overdose from heroin and other opiates donate the footwear their friends and family members used to wear. That especially hits home for Becky Baker. The Pittsburgh woman heads up one of the grassroots groups that organized the display. She also brought sneakers that her son Scotty wore. He died at the age of 27 earlier this year.
February 22nd, he overdosed fentanyl. I made a promise to him that I would do anything I can to help save other kids, you know, because there's so many of them dying in the streets.
Carly Hulsizer is also with the grassroots group trying to fight opiate addiction. She says she's dealt with her own drug abuse.
I'm a person in long-term recovery, and I think it's important that we show the public, you know, this is what empty shoes look like. You know, these were once shoes that were filled with a human being that lost their life to this disease.
Some of those at the Liberty Pole event also believe the heroin problem locally is even worse than recently released numbers would indicate. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.